Okay, these are all set.
So the natural question is, I'll start. So were you always, were you a big fan of Tupac growing up?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was a huge, huge fan of Tupac. It was just like he was like a school teacher to me through his music, to be honest. I took all his positive, like, words and all his inspiration and his lyrics, and I applied it to, you know, to my life growing up, like in junior high, high school. So, yes, big Tupac fan. Cool. Still is to this day.
So through this movie, did you find out anything new about Tupac that you didn't know, or anything more inspirational from his life?
Through the film? Yeah. Well, more about, like, his mom's life and how big of an influence and impact she was on his life, on just her her revolutionariness, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I mean, I pretty much knew everything about, from what I would see, like, through the music or seeing interviews or just seeing Tupac growing up. But I did notice, like, his vulnerability that I noticed in the film. And he had a sensitive, soft side as well that I really respect. He just showed the humanity part of him, which is, you know, people need to see that side as well, you know? They just show you the, well, like, the well-roundedness of a person. So, yeah.
Was your character an actual person or a compilation?
No, he was a real guy, and he's still alive. He's, yeah, his name was Haitian Jack, and he's still alive to this day, and he was, like, one of the most feared guys in the hip-hop industry during that time period, like, on both coasts, but he was primarily, like, based in New York. Yeah, you shaking your head like, yeah, I know, I heard about him. But I was able to speak with him several times during filming, and everything he would tell me, I would go back to Benny and LT. I'd be like, hey, man, he told me this. He was like, oh, you better believe him. It's the truth. You know, he didn't play around. So it's just kind of like every time I would say his name, people would kind of give you that look, like, and I'd see it in their eyes, like, okay, man, I'm going to stop talking about it then. I'm just trying to, you know, do the character justice and be honest to who he was. And, you know, it helped talking to the guy, so.
What was it like kind of training for your role?
Training?
Yeah, like, day in the life, you said you talked to him a lot, what?
The training came from just talking to the guy. Yeah. You get it, like from the his first few words, you know. He makes it clear on who he was and what he did. I'm not saying what he did, right, yeah, to you guys, but I got the message, and I went online, and I would ask around some of my hip-hop friends about him, and everything came back to the same story, like, he wasn't no joke, you know.
Where is he at nowadays?
I don't know if I can say all that. I'm trying to still be alive after the movie come out. I love Tupac. I love him. Rest in peace. But I know he's not in the States. Let's just put it like that. So that's why I'm gonna leave that.
There you go, Corey. You did such a great job in this movie. Yeah. You were really feared, like, watching it. It was just like one of those really intense characters. Yes. You talk about Tupac being vulnerable. Share with us something that you think is a vulnerability that you have.
Vulnerability that, yes, I have. Wow, what's a vulnerability that I have? Just for my family, for, like, my wife and my son. You know, just looking at them happy can bring tears to my eyes, you know, because that's all I want to do is have a happy family, raise my son right, be there, you know what I'm saying? I have a soft side that the people in the industry don't see. Like, they see action characters, or I'm always playing this villain. But yeah, I don't see no villain right here. I mean, I guess that's the south side of Chicago in me that comes out when I'm working. But that's my vulnerability. It's just my family, my son. Yeah.
Oh, you're pressing? Okay, go ahead.
You interrupt my interview like that, man? Okay, I'll see you. I'll see you, brother, but okay.
My question for you,
yes,
brother.
Sir. Yes,
you know, your character in Suge Knight, you know, there's a lot of folks, of course, surrounding Tupac. They're,
yes,
trying to take advantage of this great talent, you know, because that's what usually happens. If you're a great talent, there's people like, hey, I can make money off you. Or, you know, if you stick around with me, you know, I'll make it big, you know. So as an artist and a talent yourself, have you had experiences when people try to, you know, kind of take advantage of your artistry,
take advantage? Yeah, you kind of, you know, coming to Hollywood. I mean, I'm from Chicago. I've been out here 16 years now. You know, everybody is an agent. Everybody knows somebody. Everybody can take you to the next level. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? you hear the stories, but it's kind of like I have good discernment, you know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of, you have, you know, you go with your gut and your instincts, you know what I'm saying, on who's genuine and who's not. Everyone does want something. It's just a matter of what that want is. You know what I'm saying? Some people are not, you know, as some people are bold and saying, you know, I want you to make money for me, and some do it other ways, but it's all like, what can you do for me here? It's just up to you on who you want to allow in your life and who you can accept and deal with. So I just try to keep it simple, man, and I do a lot of praying.
Thank you.
That's it.
That's good. You come from a town that's pretty rough, just like a lot of, you know, parallels that Tupac went through. Now that you're in Hollywood, what do you do to give back to your community in Chicago, and what's something that you want to change?
Well, what I can say is, you know, I don't have, like, a foundation or anything yet. I'm not going to sit and say, yeah, I do all this for the community. No, but when I do go home and I have screenings, like, the last thing I did, I brought down 200 kids from my high school, rented the bus, and just got them pizza. The principal, you know, it's just like I do things like that all the time, you know, without even really mentioning it. And I feel like that's giving back, and just show them, hey, I'm from the same place you're from, you know, and I still have a long way to go, but, you know, you could possibly learn and look at me and say it can happen for you, or you can go surpass what I'm doing. That's what I want to see. But I do stuff like that all the time.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
stuff
great.
Like that.
We all know that biographies are a really tricky thing to turn into films and make them coherent.
Yes.
This film, it looks like at the beginning of the film they try to show a little of the backstory.
Right.
But they didn't do that much with your character in particular, like you were saying.
Right.
So
I didn't see the final. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, you haven't seen, the final?
I didn't want to cut y'all. I saw, like, some selected scenes, extended version before, but I'm kind of like, the final, I haven't seen it. I know it's like 2 hours and 20 minutes, so I don't know what stayed, what didn't, you know, but I'm so sorry, I cut you off. I made a question.
No, that's okay. No, well, I was just trying to see if you thought that the film did justice to the memory of Tupac.
From what I saw, I felt like it was all there, yes, you know, and I want to see what it comes out to be. But I felt moved by it, the performances, the actual concert performance, like you really felt it. And then I felt like the tearjerker moments, you know, the relationship moments, it kind of hit, you know, it kind of hit with me. So I'm like, hopefully it all turns out well. I believe it will. Y'all seen it already?
Yes, I
the final
it.
Movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it okay? Is everything all right? I mean,
it's good. There's
okay.
A lot to it. You've got a lot in there.
Okay. Yeah. Are you guys happy? That's all that matters to consumers.
I wouldn't want to be in the same room with your character.
I would.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Onion is good size.
You did
okay.
Very well. You did very well.
Thank you so
part.
Much.
Yeah.
Thank
so,
you.
If I may.
Yes, sir.
You know, we all were there in the 90s. We knew what happened in the news. And we're big fans of hip-hop, at least I am. I want to see your opinion. What do you think of the today's state of hip-hop? Is it as hard, a hard quote, you know, as the last one, or still as tough, or has it changed to a more friendly hip-hop these days? Or what do you think is the current state of hip-hop music today?
I think the current state of hip-hop
is... not gangsta anymore, right?
No, whatever you enjoy. You know, you got... You know, you got some more of the friendlier commercial raps for more of the teenage, you know, group, and that's fine. I mean, it's all art, man. It's what you love, you know. I love Kendrick Lamar. I listen to that. I love Drake, too. They're different, but they're the same. But I like the music. I just like good music, and I may listen to a song from one of these, you know, other artists on the radio, but, it's all right. It's all good. It's a place for all of it, man. I just feel like it's all art. It's just preference on what you like, man. But, you know, I don't want to put nobody down. It was definitely different back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, because you had Biggie, Tupac, Nas, Jay-Z. You just had a few, but it's like they all were powerful. Like, you know, all the music.
And the attitude is different. The attitude is different.
Yeah, nowadays it's just a little more colorful.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little more colorful. I call it more happier. Music, dancing, you know, clothes, and it's all good, man. they making a living feeding their families. I'm if you're not out there robbing and killing nobody, I'm all for that, you know.
Yes, sir.
It's fine.
So, what actor is your role model and what's next for you?
Who is my role model?
Like that you idolize, that
wow,
you study,
that I idolize, that I study. I have two. I love Leonardo DiCaprio. I could say Leonardo DiCaprio, right? He's been one of my favorites from the beginning because his rawness, never really got coaching. I've never really been coached. I just bring my experience from my life and what I've been through, like losing my mother, my brother, and my grandparents. So I take all that and pull it into my work. You know, so I would say Leonardo DiCaprio and Denzel Washington. You know, it's time for that brooding male to come back, and I want to be at the forefront of that, you know.
Certainly got the looks for it.
Hey.
Who knows now?
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah.
Remember those days of guys just...
good stuff.
I just want to bring back busting people in the head with bottles. Man, that's what you want to see in movies, man. Strangling, you want to see the real, man. Just that grit, man. I really love true stories and just real stories. Mm-hmm. Flying in the cape is cool, but that's not for me. Because you can't really do that, you know, in real life. I wanted people to see it and say, hey, I know somebody like that, or that was me. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my preference.
Wow.
Yeah. And I have a bunch of films. I'm filming one now overseas called 211, starring, I'm starring opposite Nick Cage. I play a cop. Naked comes out, starring opposite Marlon Wayans for Netflix, August 19th. Labyrinth comes out. It's another Biggie Tupac story with Johnny Depp. Mm-hmm. That comes out in September. November Criminals with Ansel Elgort from Baby Driver and Chloe Moretz. That comes out in December. And Destin, that's my starring vehicle. I play two characters. I play Rashid and Sheed. It's like Sliding Doors, like on steroids. You guys remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Sliding Doors. With the two characters, you know.
Yeah.
And it's based on one, he plays an architect in one world, and one world he plays a drug dealer. And it just shows you, you know, about, it's like about gentrification and saving your family. So I got a bunch of stuff coming.
My goodness, you filmed all this stuff?
I'm filming 211 now, but all the other movies will be out before December.
Can you tell us?
Which one?
No. Can you tell us what role you're playing in the other Tupac movie?
Last question.
Yeah.
It's Labyrinth, but it's based through Johnny Depp detective.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Play this guy named Kelly Jimerson. He was a leader of the Crip gang. I hate talking about it. I'm always a tough guy, but that's who I play. He's a Crip leader.
Okay.
I live in the valley, just so you know.
Water,
so. Oh, you okay, man, my man.
Me too. There you go. We're valley. We know.
Yeah, so those are my projects the rest of the year.
And it sounds like you've been busy.
Yes.
Awesome.
That's good.
Thank God.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Glad you guys enjoyed the movie.
Thank you. Could I get a quick photo?
You can get anything you need.
Can I get a photo?
Yes, you can.
You're the man, brother.